Hot temperatures will occur across the Midwest today and will likely see the stress levels in crops reaching a new peak in some locations as temperatures rise over 100 degrees. Yesterday, we saw temperatures already in the middle 90s to lower 100s, with the hottest temperatures out in the western portions of the Corn Belt, Southwest in particular. We'll see some of that heat work its way across our region as we move forward now through these next 2 days. Temperatures running middle and upper 90s in general, with extremes of 100 to 105 degrees. Kansas, portions of Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, and Kentucky will all be experiencing the hottest temperatures and the greatest amounts of stress. We'll look for some relief, though, occurring from north to south across the Midwest as we move forward into the weekend. Saturday, most of the upper 90s and temperatures near 100 will be limited to the Ohio River Valley and point southward. As we move on into the rest of the weekend and on into the first half of next week, many areas will see highs in the eastern Midwest in the 80s and lower 90s, while western areas continue to see temperatures more in the middle 80s through the middle 90s, with a couple of extremes back over 100 in the heart of hard red winter wheat country. As we move through the middle to latter part of next week, another ridge of high pressure will build up across the plains and the western Corn Belt, and that will likely generate temperatures back into the upper 90s and lower 100s over a fair amount of those areas. This will include Kansas, Nebraska, parts of Iowa and Missouri, and probably into Illinois. This time the heat will probably not get as far to the east, and it will back out of the region beginning on day 10 of the forecast, which will be sometime in the second weekend of the two-week outlook. The crop stress levels are going to be quite high over this next 10-day period, with one exception. There will be showers and thunderstorms that will scatter from South Dakota and portions of Nebraska through Iowa to northern Illinois and portions of Ohio as we go through the weekend and into the early part of next week. There may be some shower activity in parts of this corridor already here later tonight and tomorrow, but it won't be as great as that which will occur from late Saturday into Tuesday. The precipitation totals in this corridor will likely run anywhere from 3/10 to 8/10 of an inch, and there'll be some local 1 to 2 inch amounts in Iowa, and local totals maybe in the 1 to 1.5 inch range across northern Illinois into portions of Ohio. This rain is very, very important. It will provide a short-term opportunity for improvement in topsoil moisture and give crops a little bit of a break after the punishing heat that will likely occur today and tomorrow. If indeed the rain occurs as suggested, some of these crops may stave off a real serious bout of dryness and production declines, at least for a short period of time, and gives them an opportunity for maybe more rain to show up in the second week of the outlook. So perhaps the situation in some of these areas from Iowa over to Ohio may actually see some improved tendencies as long as we can get some follow-up rain to occur in the second week of the forecast. Everybody else in the Midwest northward will likely continue to see favorable crop conditions, and areas to the south will be the driest. I'm most concerned about the southwest portions of the Corn Belt. This would include Kansas, Missouri, portions of southeastern Nebraska and southwestern Iowa, as well as southwestern Illinois as we move forward into the middle part of July. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.